Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
For I was thirsty, and Georgia gave me something to drink. I borrowed that line from Matthew 25:35 and modified it to fit current events. I was looking for a simple way to explain the nearly 250 bills that Republican legislators in 43 states have introduced to make it harder to vote. Georgia came to my rescue. The legislature there just decreed that if you take Matthew seriously and give me something to drink, even water, within 150 feet of a polling place, you can go to jail. That sparked a wave of national outrage, but it helps focus attention on an otherwise dry subject, election law. To be fair, the Georgia bill, like all the others, has some less dramatic provisions, but many of those limit polling places, mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and contain other tricks that will make it harder to vote, that will make lines longer, especially in heavily black and other minority districts. You see, folks there tend not to vote Republican. The GOP says such laws are needed to restore faith in the electoral system. We haven't really lost it. Our last election was one of the cleanest, most efficient in history. Voter fraud is virtually non-existent. So why the fuss? In the past couple of years, Republicans have lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency. The GOP is growing older, whiter, more conservative. Voters are increasingly young, not white, liberal, and centrist. But instead of making their policies more attractive, Republicans are trying to make it harder for the wrong people to vote. Also, easier for GOP-controlled legislatures to throw out results that are deemed incorrect. Republicans seem to be giving up on the democratic process. Their commentators and think tanks have been pushing the line that the U.S. is a republic, not a democracy. It's both, of course. Also, the notion that making voting too easy is a dangerous thing. That's an old argument. It was used to perpetuate slavery, and after that, to thwart Reconstruction, women's rights, and civil rights. I have a lot of Republican friends. They are fine, decent people. But what their representatives in 43 states are doing is enough to make you think the party no longer believes in democracy. Maybe not even in the Bible. Certainly not Matthew 25:35. Just thinking about that makes my throat go dry. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.